the drippings that drip out of the sugar is molasses, and mm-hmm. it's dark and strong.
Well, now, could you all use that for anything?
We never did. The colored people would use it. Mm-hmm. My daddy would give it to the colored people, mm-hmm. and they'd use it.
Mm-hmm. Would they use it for sweetening, or?
Well, they'd use it just like syrup. Anyway, you'd use syrup. Uh-huh. They liked the molasses. Mm-hmm. It was real dark and was strong, and they liked it or said they did, and they used it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard people talk about long sweetening and short sweetening?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think about that either. If you buy a pocketbook, it either can be made out of plastic or it can be
leather.
Yeah, and what's a word that means it's not artificial?
Not artificial.
Uh-huh. It's real leather or it's
real leather.
There's another word that I'm. Yeah. It's let's see how can I ask this?
Imitation leather.
No, this is when it's not imitation. Oh. Sometimes you buy and it's got a little stamp on it.
What is it? Wouldn't be kid.
No, and it says something.
Genuine leather.
That was the word. Before people bought sugar loose, before people bought sugar in bags, you know, like you buy it at the grocery store, and this was, you know, if you had to buy sugar, if you didn't make your own, sometimes you could buy it out of a barrel. Is this right? Seems to me.
Well, I guess ours were made in a barrel, the homemade sugar.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know about buy. I've never seen any in the store. I saw the brown sugar that said to be homemade, but it's in the little package. It's just like 4X.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know anything about it being in anything else.
Well, now, when you used to buy flour, you bought it in large quantities.
Barreled.
Yeah. And what do you call that kind of buying, when you buy in large quantities? You don't just buy a pound of this and a pound of that, but you buy it in large quantities.
That would be wholesale. No. Big quantity of it.
Yeah, there's another term. People like buying it in bulk, or
yeah, bulk. Cause a barrel of flour would be a bulk.
Okay. In the morning, when people have toast, on the toast they put butter and.
What if you like a little cinnamon? They make cinnamon toast.
Yeah, and what? Something that
and
you.
And jelly.
Okay, that was. And to season your eggs, you sprinkle
a little salt
and
pepper.
Okay. If there's an apple on the table and you want it, you might speak to Mr. Tootle and say, "What would you tell him?" If you said,
"Pass me the apple."
Okay. Or
hand me the apple.
Yeah. Or. That's okay. That's fine. Do apples grow in this area?
Yeah, some.
Uh-huh. Did you?
We don't have any. We used to have a tree here, but it died.
Uh-huh.
But a few people grow apples around here. Now, up between here and Perry, Georgia, where my grandson lived, why, they have good many apple trees. You can go by the road and they're so pretty and hanging on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
But the pretty apples I saw is when I visited my daughter in Washington State.
Oh, do they have apples up there?
Oh, Washington State apples, there's the nicest apples I reckon that there are anywhere.
Huh, for goodness sake. I don't know.
But now, it's over on the other side of the mountain from where she lives.